Stop giving them out, right?
Huh? If you're around, you're going to have the afternoon class this summer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's give them out. We're 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines to the top. Rabbi Yochanan and Loa Markein. Give them out. Page 5. Rabbi Yochanan and Loa Markein. Rabbi Yochanan did not say that Kalandas was the holiday of the changing of the seasons. You know, when Adam and Rishon, not changing the seasons, right? When Adam and Rishon realized the days are getting longer. Ella, rather. Malchus Mitzrayim, Malchus Ramiya Osi Milchama Elu Imelu. The Egyptian and Roman kingdoms were making a war with each other. Amru, they said, how long are we going to kill each other? It's a logical question, but most warring nations don't usually ask it, right? So they are, how long are we going to kill each other in this fashion, in this fight? It's a very weird scenario, but let's make a takara. Any kingdom which tells its general, pull al char b'chah, fall on your sword and commit suicide, the yishma lo, that kingdom will go ahead and fulfill this mission, right? Right. What did I say?
No, it's not the nation falls on its sword.
Oh, did I say the nation? Yeah. I meant the general. Sorry. For falling on your sword, Bishma law, and they'll listen. The general listen. Titpos amachus chila. They will take over the primacy in the world, basically. So the Mitzrayim lo shamalo. The Egyptians will not listen. They want to sacrifice their general. The Romi in Rome, Havataman Chad Gvar Sav, a certain old man who was, I guess, the general, the leader of the Roman armies, Bavashme Januvirus. His name was Januvirus, whatever, I don't know how you pronounce it in English. Bavale Tresa Benay, and he had 12 kids. Omule, they said, it's hard to come by jobs for your kids when you have a large family, right? So they said, Omule, they said to him, Shmalon, listen to us, commit suicide. You make your children dukasin, duks vifarchin, and istar tulin, all sorts of different nobility. In other words, we'll provide for your kids after you're gone. Okay? He thought it was a good deal. Shamalon, he listened to them, and he committed suicide. Begin Cain, therefore, tzavchin lei, they call this day Kalandas Januvirus, the holiday of Januvirus. I'm right, Min Yoyim Adabasra.
Only right now, Paris sounds Jewish. That's
what?
Sounds like some European guy.
Okay. Obviously, I'm mispronouncing it. Min Yoyim Adabasra, the next day after this Yoyim for Kalandas Universe, Misablin Olay, they make an Avelus on him. They make a day of mourning on his death. And they call him Milane Imraya. And the Yigilin Ephraim says that means a black day. Some of you plant lentils on that day, and the question which of those 2 days is that day? The Gilgal Ephraim says on the day of Kalandas, the Romans say Lo Matzchini won't be successful because lentils are the food of Avelim, right? And therefore they shouldn't be planted on that happy day, the day of Kalandas Yanavarius. Rav Amar, Rav said Kalandas Asur Lakol. Nobody's allowed to you're not allowed to do trade with any guy in Kalandas. Rabbi Yochamar Enasur Elopalchinba, it's only also to those who observe the day. Saturnalia, which is the Saturn holiday, Asur El calls from to everybody. Again, Rabbi Yochamar Ben Kalandas, Ben Saturnalia. Both of them, Enasur Elopalchinba, it's only also the people who observe the day, literally they worship on the day. Chevraya boy, the Chaverim either asked or stated, it's not clear from the context. Nosha the Palkin, the wives of those who observe this day. Kepalkin, are they like the worshippers themselves, or are you allowed to do business with the wives? Rabbi Avo boy, Rabbi Avo said, and again, I know it could be a query, but I think it's stated. Vada taxis the case right now. I didn't say any says for the translation of this term, so I'm just going to make up, you know, what I think it means. Vada taxis the case. I mean, the ceremonial day of Caesar Caesar is like the municipal day. became the sugya shamin kapalchin, shamayin kapalchin, since there are a lot of people who make themselves look like they're worshiping the day or observing the day. Now they're not, you know. It's like people who go make the barbecues on Memorial Day. They're not observing Memorial Day. They're having a good time, right? So, but there are a lot of people who pretend to be involved in this day. It taxes the kesarim. And therefore, hi adah, it's the same thing, meaning that even the people who are not actively worshiping, if they are demonstrating themselves, if they're worshiping, they themselves are also to do, you're also to do business with them. What? Right, like Christmas, right, same idea, okay? But the question is, taxis the dukim, the municipal day, in the city of dukim, tzricho, we don't know. We don't know tzarechin. We don't know the status of that day, whether that day really, even the people who are, or Mardi Gras, another example, right, Mardi Gras, I think it's some original religious connotation.
Yeah, it is.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a certain number of days after Ash Wednesday.
It's just before Lent. It's the day before Lent.
The day before Lent.
Yeah. Does Mardi Gras mean Fat Tuesday or something like that, or is that different else?
Yeah, it is.
That's what it is?
That's the end of Mardi Gras.
That's the end of Mardi Gras?
They celebrate for a week.
Oh, it's a week. Okay. So, amen. So that's the idea. So that, whether that's, so the, those types of holidays, whether the people who observe it are actually indulging in, in idolatry or collateral idolatry and so on and so forth. So in Kesaron, yes, in Taxis, we don't know. Rabbi Shalchei Rabbi Zira Diazmali Ozil Katan. Rabbi sent Rabbi Zira to buy him a small weave. Need Saturnalia to buy shot. And you talk about buy shot, they're making their Saturnalia. Asagabe Rabbi Yossi came by Rabbi Yossi. Sava Morale Kahado. He thought he would pass it for him like that. It should be the Rabbi Yechnon. Or Rabbi Yechnon. Who said it's permitted to go and buy stuff in the city as long as you're not buying from people who are involved in the yontif, right? However, you pass him called the tribute to Rabbi Shuvan Levi and also, and Rabbi Shuvan Levi does appear in the Yerushalmi, but does appear in the Bavli in this context. And he's the one who said it's also to do trade, even those people who don't not apparently celebrating the holiday. Because everybody in the city is considered part and parcel of celebration of the holiday. Okay? So you're going to go, go and buy that small weave. Rav Amar, Rav said, Kalandis. It's Nidnei Tkufa Shmoniyom. It's 8 days before the change of the season. Saturnalia, it's Lachat Tkufa Shmoniyom. It's 8 days after the change of the season. And we understand usually that means not the season, but rather the solstice. In other words, the winter solstice and the summer solstice. So these are the days before and after that. Says Mara, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Yochanan said, says here procto, but it says in the oracle it should be tropico, from language of tropic. Now, there was a holiday called tropic, which is Rosh Hashanah Kufa, the beginning of the season, which I assume is the season, the changing from fall from summer to fall and from spring to summer, or something like that. So that's what it's called tropic. I don't really know, you know, how the word tropic as it relates to the globe relates to the word tropic in Latin. Yeah, I know where it is. Tropic. So somehow it relates to the calendar, not just to where it is to a line on the globe. That's what it's saying here.
No, but
there's a Tropic of Capricorn or Tropic of, what's the other one?
Cancer.
Yeah.
Right, so.
But that wasn't a calendar. I mean, obviously they're on the globe.
No, but it's an astrological sign.
What?
It's an astrological.
No, they're latitudes.
No, they're latitudes.
Yeah.
There are the two major ones on either side of the equator.
Right.
But I think that it might be the angle of the sun.
Oh, that's right. That's a good point. Yeah, yeah. So you do the angle of the sun. That's
whether
right.
It's
which is at the equinoxes.
Right.
It's seen in the tropic, right?
At the height of the summer, it's right directly upon the equator.
Yeah.
No, I mean.
No, not the height of the summer, no. If anything. On the equinox, it's at the equator, no?
I don't remember anything
from these. Because at our summer, it's on the winter down below, so it's not on the equator in the summer. So it's going to be in the equator on the tropic.
I'm trying to remember, there are three factors that produce the season. One is the tilt One is the tilt, one is the spin, and one is the rotation around the sun. And I, the tilt wobbles back and forth on a cycle.
But you're right, that somehow the sun travels between the tropics. That's how it works.
Yeah.
It travels between the tropics. So the tropics should actually be the extremes. They should be, to one tropic should be the change from winter to spring, and the other should be the change from, it should be 6 months later. What's the difference between summer to fall? Yeah, so that's reason.
It's winter right now, New Zealand is getting a crop of apples.
Right. So something like that. Okay, in any event. So be as it may, it works out somehow. So that's called tropic. Okay? Above Shem Rav Shloshes Mani, we call it Bivar. See, the truth is, you know, that the people who espouse the theology of Torah Mada, right? We don't know Torah, and we don't know Mada, we just don't know anything. That's our generation, right? Okay, we knew to Mada, who can explain what tropics are, Mervais Cornish. Okay, right, Bob Hashem Ram said, Shloshes Manim, the three times, the three Yom Tovim, Bavel, Shloshes Manim, Modai, three Yom Tovim, Modai. Shloshes Manim, Bavel, the three Yom Tovim, Mahuri, Vechanune, Uban Vaso. Shloshes Modai, the three Modai, Anusrade, Tiraiske, and Mahir Kona. Rabbi Shlomo b'shem Nachum by Yaakov said Narus. This is the ancient Persian New Year. Narus is beveis Adar b'poras. This is on the second day of Adar. B'svim ba'Adar b'Modar. The New Year in Modai is on the 20th day of Adar. Saturnalia. We darshan with Saturnalia. Now, of course, word Saturnalia comes from Saturn, right? But we darshan it in our language. Sina t'muna. Hatred is hidden. Sone nokem, the enemy takes revenge and bears grudges. As Hechmad Atomer, as you say, Vayistom Esav is Yaakov, Esav detests Yaakov, and Saturnalia is the holiday of Esav. Says Marbitzer, Lazar, Romi Tzavchile, in Romi they call it Santoria. And I don't know if Esav is, Esav I think looks like it's a typo here, but Centauria has to, something has nothing to do with the Senate. Senators. I don't know exactly, like the holiday of the Senators must have been the time of Saturnalia. Right, the Romans had Senators, that's where the term comes from. So somehow they called it Centauria, I guess it's a holiday of some sort of Senators. Don't ask me. Amrei B'levi, Levi said, a well-known, Garati Yomshin in the Schatin Shlomo Leparo, the day Shlomo married into the family of Paro, the word Nechei is superfluous. By a script line, yes. Vikartusis, what's Kartusis? Yom Shetavsebo Romi Machus. A day, the day when the Romans took over the kingship. Look, Paratanisa, then we learned, Ray learned that was Kalandas. Says, Waram Rabbi Yosib Rabbi Bun, Pamshnia. Second time around, they grabbed the kingship on Kartusis. I'm Rabbi Levi. Yom Shishchati Shlomo LeParo Melch Mitzrayim. On the day that Shlomo became wedded to Paro, the king of Egypt, Yorad Michoel came down. V'noetz Kana B'Yom, and he stuck a stick into the sea. Vela Shalatut, and it got like a sandbar there. And there grew a great forest. That's the place where the great city of Rome grew. Yom Shehemid the Ravim Sheneaglisov, and they the Ravim set up two golden calves. Bo Ramitz Romilus. Or I think they're Remus and Romilus, Romilus and Remus. Okay. Uvarosh Netzim Romi, they built two shacks in Rome. Yom Shehistapo Elio, the day Elio Anovi, they went up to Shemaim. Uamad Melech Rome is the first king in Rome. Melech Ein Be'edom Nitzamelech. It says before that there was no king in Edom as king. Okay, Yom Gedusa Shemalachim. Now we mentioned the Yom Gedusa Shemalachim, which in the Bible it says coronation day. The question is what the Yerushalmi holds. So Yerushalmi brings proof. Ahiba Yom Ashlishi Yom Uledes is Paro, the third day, the day of Paro's birthday. So from this, most of the Achronim learn that the Bible, Yushami, holds that Yom Genusa is actually a birthday. But that makes it very difficult, because in the Mishnah it said Yom Genusa and Yom Leda right? So it's two separate things, right? So if you look on the Gilin Ephraim here, it's a fascinating Gilin Ephraim. I talk about Torah Mada. He goes through all the Latin words here. You see those on the bottom in Gilin Ephraim? You have actually Nukudos on page 6, on Gimel Beis. You don't have a Gilin Ephraim? Do you see the Gilin Ephraim on the bottom? See all those words which are vowel-wise? Right? Because he goes through the Latin. Genesius, right, which means Genesis. Right, I'm mispronouncing it, but Genesis, and that's, and then he says Genius, and Genius means an angel. So he wants to say that the Goyim, and even there's some sources in Judaism which say this, that whenever a person is born, there's a Malach who's born with him. You know, it's fairy godfather. Or fairy godmother.
This is a Jewish novel?
Yeah, it says, not necessarily. He says that. Yeah, he brings out that there's some chazal like this as well. All the misle mazel. If you take a look at the bottom first column, we go from top of second column. All the misle mazel perish rashi b'shabbos malach shelo melech shelo. So he says everybody used to celebrate their birthday because they got a malach then. Besides that, each nation has a malach. And that also is something which we share in common, that belief with Goyim Lahavdil, obviously. So it says, why does it say Pasuk Yom Uledes is Paro? Why does it say Yom Ledas Paro? So it says Yom Uledes is Paro because in order to express the thought that something was born with Paro, S means together with. What was born together with Paro is guardian angel, right? So they hold also that when a king is coronated, he gets a new guardian angel, which has to do with the angel of the entire country. So that's what saying. You and says when the proof of Yom Ledes is Paro, says the Gilin Ephraim, it's not saying that when in the Mishnah says Yom Ginusya of a king, it's the day in which he was born, but rather Yom Ginusya means the day he gets a new spirit, right? Not his genesis, but the day of his new spirit. You know, it must be the word genie, actually, is related also to...
Sure, it's the same
word. Yeah, genie, and genius probably is like Ruach HaKodesh. I never thought about that before. Mr. Zuger, know anything about Latin?
Genius doesn't come from, like, genus. Like,
what?
As in type.
What?
Yeah, like, genus. Genius is commentary that we stop.
Anyway, I'm assuming that's like what it means, like a ruach, because that's what he says here. The genius is this ruach hamalach. That's what it says here. How come you don't know Latin? You're a lawyer. You have to know some Latin.
In law school, contracts teacher said to the state, learn a little Latin so you can charge your client more. that's all.
Okay. Well, next time you get a client, just read the Gilin Ephraim. Anyway. So that's what I have to say, that because the Yom Kinusia means the day in which the king acquired a new spirit, and that's why it really means coronation day, even according to Ujami. So it's an interesting thing because it's similar to what they, you know, by the Pope Lahavdil, when he takes he takes a new name when he becomes Pope, right? Because that's like a new birth. So same thing with the king. I think also there's custom on Goyim that kings very often take new names and they're coronated. You know, I don't know if they do it nowadays, but they used to do things like that. Okay. What? Yeah, that's right. Kings are at a premium. Says what? Adkan. So there's besides Yom Kinusia, the day of the genius. The Yom HaLeitav Yom Yisar. Ad Kan Letzibur. Till now, the first Mishnah, first column of Mishnah, is to talk about public holidays. Mikan V'ach, the next Mishnah, will talk about Yochid, private holidays for Goyim. See, now, getting back to the Mishnah, it said, any time you burn on somebody, that's the death of Avodah Zorah, and the day of celebrating that death is Avodah Zorah Day. See, it says, so we have a Kasha, B'shom Tamus, it says about one of the righteous kings, I forget which one it is, Chizkio, maybe. It says that you're going to die in peace. And the burning places of your forefathers, you will be burnt as well. So we see that even Jews burn. So it says more, I mean, even from Jews, it says more. This is what it means to say. Anytime besides the burning, they also do incense, literally smoking. Then there's a verse involved. But shame by Yishun, there is no smoke, there's no incense involved, ain't kind of Avodah Zarah, there's no Avodah Zarah involved.
That practice is not continued,
though. The what, burning? It was only for kings. It wasn't for commoners. They didn't burn for commoners. So we have no kings anymore. We have a premium on kings, like we said. Okay? Yoti Glachas Kano. Now this is again talking about private individuals. The day he shaves his beard. Ublori so the day he shaves his ponytail. Yom Shalom Bominayam, the day he comes out from the sea. Yom Shiatzabai says, sorry, the day he comes out of prison. Vinarisha Semishaliv no. And a guy who makes party for his son. Now the next line is a Shabbat going on the entire Mishnah, just on this last line. Ain Osir Ela Osa Yom Boso Ish. The Tony Osir that day and that person. Was that going on everything in the prior Mishnah, or is it talking about specifically the Mishnah Beno? Furthermore, the Bavli to add water, add oil to the flames or whatever it is. It says that. The Bavli has Osa Ish Bilvad, which would sound pretty clearly like it's going on the last case of Mishnah specifically. But again, the Yushami doesn't have that, so it could be that's all going on all the prior cases in the Mishnah. Okay? Ma Osa Yom Bilvad. Says more, what is that day? Ma Osa Yom Bilvad. Sorry. Is it only that day in which, of course, the Samuel Katan had the Mishnah, the Yerushalmi had the Gersa Bilvad, and the Mishnah wouldn't have asked this question, others argue. Be that as it may, says the Gemara, Ma'osayom Bilvad, or Osayom Mucholshana, doesn't mean that specific day in which he's born, that specific day in which he takes haircut, and so on and so forth. They mean each every year we go through this calendar of events over again. So says the Gemara, Batani, I proved to you that it's every year. Because it says Tiglachto v'Tiglachas b'no Asura, it says you can't do your. This is a brice which says you can't on a day of the guy's haircut or of his son's haircut, and the son's haircut, I should say, Asur, then that's a day which is also to do business with him. Now everybody has their own shot here what the proof is from this, and they're probably all wrong and I'm the only one who's right. So what's the proof from this? So what I want to tell you is that the proof from this is to be somehow this Brisa says in a calendar year you have two Yom Tovim, possibly Yom Tovim, his haircut day, I guess they only got haircuts few and far between, and his son's haircut day. So the Shami wants to prove from this, it must be they celebrated the haircut day every year, not just the first time he got a haircut. Because otherwise, how can he be celebrating his haircut day the same day, the same year his son gets a haircut? Doesn't make any sense. Must be that they do it at the same time, every year. So it says, Mar, no. Kasha, he grew his hair for 5 years, whatever long it was. And now he's decided he wants to shave it off. So now he's being Megalech the same time as his son. That's not proof. Says Marvatai, what do we learn? But doesn't it say, Mishteu, Mishteva no Asura, that both in his chasna and his son's chasna, it's Asura. Now obviously he's not going to be getting married the same year as his son. Otherwise he wouldn't have a son, right? So therefore, is that not proof? That says Gemara is it not proof that it's taking place each and every year and your summary anniversary and your son is celebrating his chasna? Says Gemara, no, tipotu shegilchu shnein ka'achas. Again, it could, but just like we, it's really just like we said, when they shave both on the same day. We're talking about shenosu noshim mishrol se ka'achas. It wasn't for his father's first wedding, it was his second wedding, but he got married the same time, the same year as his son. So therefore, there's a Mishnah for him and a Mishnah for his son in the same calendar year. Says the Gemara, I'm not finished with you. But Tiny, we learned, but Leidosa Veledas, but no Asura. It's also to visit him both on his birthday and his son's birthday. How could they have birthdays the same day? Yisloch Meimar, Shinolu, Shnei, Kachas, for the same year. Obviously, they're years apart. So it must be that you celebrate your birthday each and every year. Says Mar, no. Tipote, you know what it's about? It's about he wasn't able to make a birthday on his day he was born. Either he couldn't make it, or his parents couldn't make it either. So therefore, they couldn't make it to plans on the day Adi Slaile Bar. until he had a son. V'avad k'chada, and now he's doing it. I forgot what k'chada means, like one literally.
One celebration together, no?
Yeah, I'm not sure he has to make it together with the son. Making the same year, let's call it. Anyway, Peter has a maid. Lemaisa, he is a riot for a well-known stipler. The stipler says that it's the legend named Stipler that once a father came and complained he couldn't find his daughter Shidduch. So the stipler asked him, anybody know the story? Know the story?
No,
the stipler asked him, did you make a kiddush when your daughter was born?
Did you make a kiddush
when your daughter was born? So he said, no. They didn't make a kiddush. So Stipler told him, go make a kiddush for your daughter. So he said, what are you talking about? I said, no, she was born years ago. What difference does it make now? So I said, nevertheless, go ahead and make her kiddush. And in shul, right? And sometime that year, she got married, and of course, they lived happily ever after. Okay? What? So here you have a riot for the stipler, because here it says if you forget to make your birthday when you're born, so then you can make your birthday later on. So he's like, now this is true, so I better have that Azara here. But that was the minute. If they didn't make a birthday when they were born, they didn't have a birthday, so they make their own birthday later in life. Okay? That's what it says. It's a good riot.
I
don't
remember if I made myself a kiddush.
What? You don't remember if you made yourself a kiddush?
Yeah,
you don't have to remember.
I better make one. Interesting.
By boys, it doesn't matter. Because I have a bris, so it's not mocking. It's only about girls that's mocking. Okay, it says more. Tani. Loish, the amazing thing is that you managed to get married anyway. Tani, loish lo chavios mechurs chenvani. Now, this is kind of out of left field type about the issues of Gnevas Das. If you open barrels for a prospective customer, and you're a wine merchant, so that's going to be a great honor, because once you open the barrels, obviously that exceeds the vinegar accelerates. Accelerates the vinegar process. So therefore, when you open barrels for something you special, it's a great honor. What about the guy who has a small business and whatever it is? He opens the barrels because small is not relevant. He opens the barrels because he's going to sell that day to a barkeeper. By the barkeeper, the wine goes fast. They're not concerned about vinegar. And then in the meantime, a friend of his comes and he says, I opened these barrels just for you. And of course, it's in a blatant lie, right? So is that so? Gemara says it's not permitted because that's on the principle of Gnevas Das, right? It shouldn't send him barrels that are already sold to a storekeeper. They should call it a ketono ketanas chinam. It's like you're accusing him for naught, meaning the same thing like I said before, that you're giving him the wrong impression. Okay, you're giving an impression from naught. Similarly, a person should not plead with his friend to be allowed to host his friend. B'shoshen wrote it when the friend doesn't want. You shouldn't give him a lot of tikrovas, a lot of close offerings. B'shoshen when you know that he doesn't want. Ma b'tikrovas, what does it mean b'tikrovas? So I made up my own shot on this also. I don't like what the other perushim say. That rechotz, this comes from brich shmei. You know what it says in brich shmei? Word rechotz. Where does it say that? Or nashachitzna, or bay ano rochitz. Right. So rochitz means that what? You know what rochitz means? What?
That would be rely.
Right. Rabbi Tach. So let's say about. Rachutz bezave, zave in Aramaic can mean food. Like the word Hebrew in tzedah is translated into Aramaic as zvada, right? So in the same case, the rachutz bezave achri uchre is already belonging to somebody else, some other meal. And somebody wants to give him a food and pretend that he prepared this food special for him, and of course it's a lie. He didn't prepare the food special for him, so that's going to give us that to present him with food when you know he has other food. And, pretend you want to invite him. Okay? Says Marv,
you already have food?
What?
The problem is where you already have food for somebody else and you make him think that it was for him?
Yeah. That's Gnevas Das. That's what I'm saying. Okay? of Yerushalayim, in Yerushalayim, in order to make this more efficient, Haya Hofech, when the meal was full, they had open houses. And then when the meal was full, Haya Hofech, Ichle Diyamina the smaller. It would change something about the court he had tied in front of his house. I don't know exactly what he would change, but it changed from right to left. Okay? Tani, we learn. Ir Sheesh Ba Nachrim. And they would change it to Yerushalayim. Tani, Ir Sheesh Ba Nachrim, Yisrael. A city which has both Jewish and non-Jewish inhabitants. Im Nosnim Anochim LaGaboyim. If the Goyim give the UJA money, right? Gaboyim here means the UJA. If they, or the JUF, whatever you want to call it. Goyim Mehem. Then we collect from the Goyim, Ume Yisrael, and from Jews as well. And when we do the Chaluk, we do the distribution, we can sustain poor non-Jews, Vani Yisrael, and poor Jews at the same time. We can visit the ill of Goyim, Chol Yisrael, and of Jews as well. You console non-Jewish mourners, Vavei Yisrael, and Jewish mourners as well. The Kohen may say, Nachum, and you bury even the bodies of the dead non-Jews. And and of course, the Jews you bury as well. U'machnisin klei Nachum klei Yisrael. And you take in, meaning you salvage. If you see something about to become lost, both kelim of a... Goy and a Kalim of Yisrael, Bimnei Dargishon, because of Dargishon. Girdoy, the people from Girdoy.
Dargishon only applied to the last one, or to all of
these? All of these are Dargishon. This is all Dargishon. Girdoy, the people from the town of Girdoy, Sholom Rabbi Ami, that's Rabbi Ami. Im Yom Ishter Shol Nachrim, Mao. What's the story with a Goy feast day? We have to refrain from work. So Amar Le Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Abba said, Rabbi Abba, but Tai Rabbi Chia, then Rabbi Chia said, Yom Yishter Shol Nachrim Asur. The day of their non-Jewish holiday is forbidden. It's like Avodah Zarah day. So says Gemara, Amar Rabbi Abba, Rabbi said, Yomali Rabbi Abba. Were Rabbi Abba not to have been here and told us not to be matter this, Hoylon Alatir Avodah Zarah, Shem, the virgin being matter the Avodah Zarah. Ubaruch HaMokam, bless the Kodesh Baruch, send Rabbi Abba, Shir, Chaykana Misham, that we was able to distance us from doing business with them. Okay? So the Maraponim says, even though the Ramban had said before that there are cases where you can join together with them, but yeah, we had said before that, you know, a place where you're afraid you didn't do business with them for 3 days, you're going to find other suppliers and stuff like that. So you do business with them, but nevertheless, you don't do service with a smile. You try to have as little to do with them as possible. That's what I'm talking about here, diminishing your contact with the non-Jews even when it's absolutely necessary. Okay? Says more, ear, sheyesh b'avodazorah. Now, according to most Mefarshim, not all Mefarshim, according to most Mefarshim, it is not talking about the time of siege. It's a city which has idolaters inside. So, Chutzula Mutter. So, whatever is outside the city is not Osir Banah. Hoya Chutzula Avodah Zarah. If what if outside there was Avodah Zarah? Tocha Mutter. Then you're allowed to enter into the city. Okay? Now, where we're talking about entering the city, the Gemara is going to discuss. Mal ilech l'sham b'zman shaderech miyuchedes l'sham mokom. What can I go through a certain field? So, if the derech is unique for a uniquely reserved for a certain individual, you know, I lost my train of thought. Sorry, I almost fell asleep there. Let me start again doing the Mishnah. Ir Sheesh Ba Avodah Zarah, see which says Avodah Zarah. V'chutzul chutzul outside Avodah Zarah. I'm sorry. Ir Sheesh Ba Avodah Zarah, see which says Avodah Zarah. chutzla outside the city is mutzer. You're allowed to do business with the goyim outside the city, but not inside the city. Hoya chutzla avodazar, if there's avodazar outside the city, the Torah mutzer, you're allowed to do business inside and not outside. Ma'alech hashab is man shaderech miyuchedes ma'alech hashab. Can I go there? So it says ma'alech is man shaderech miyuchedes lo samakom. When the highways are going direct to that place, also it's forbidden because Marasai people think you're going there, right? If the highway can go somewhere else, mutter because it's not Marasai because people won't think you're going specifically to that city, people think you're going somewhere else. Okay? Ir Shieshba Vodazora. I see which says about the Zohar by you, Bachanius, and there were stores, mutos, which were adorned. B'shem with so much are not adorned. Zeya Maisa Beit Shan, there was such a case in Beit Shan. He said, how mutos are so, the ones which are decorated are forbidden, because obviously they're meant for the Zohar purposes. B'shem with us, the ones which are not adorned, mutos are permitted. Okay? Says Mara, I don't understand. Otoch, also, it's out our mission out to enter a city. Just because it has one idol inside, I mean, there's no city in the world you'd be allowed to enter, right? Even Yerushalayim, even Tel Aviv, there's got to be one idol somewhere in the city, right? What? Yeah, maybe there's a lot of idols. So in any event, says Zamora, Reish Lakish might be a reach on him. Reish Lakish said it's talking about the time of the marketplace when people come from far and wide to the city. That's when. Says where Rambam Tochaluchu. So what's in so if that's the case? If people are going far wide, why can't you stay outside the city and not go inside the city? So it says more, a very interesting answer. So it says Tochal Shenene Minameches. Inside the city, you're providing benefit to the Avodah Zarah. Why? Because the Avodah Zarah always collects a tax, a sales tax on the purchases and sales. So since it collects the sales tax, you're giving Hanoah to Avodah Zarah. Chutzah Mutav, you sit outside, it's okay, wherever. Shalom Nene Min HaMechus, because anyway, there's no benefit from this tax. V'Fatah Avodah Zarah. You know, Chutzah Nene Min HaMechus, if however, outside the city also, they enforce the tax laws. So then, also, it's forbidden to do this even outside the city. Okay, so the bottom line, Rabbi Yisai, is that according to the Yerushalmi, the issue is I'm talking about Yerid, I'm talking about a marketplace, and I'm talking about an issue of meches, that you're going to be aiding and abetting the Avodah Zarah by paying the sales tax. That's the hat nowadays, not to pay sales tax.
I guess I understand. How does the sales tax tie in benefit?
They took the sales tax. The Avodah Zarah took the sales tax.
They did?
Yeah.
Oh.
Fall into
the government or something.
No, that was well, same thing probably. There's no separation of church and state. Okay? So, an amen. So, the top of Dalam based Tani, the Shartari Soil changes, the Gilead Fry changes Gerson from Villa Tani, which would be a big initiating a question to Tani. We learned. Hokinly read, one can go to a marketplace. The local man Misham one can buy the marketplace even from the goyim, avodim, slaves, ushvachos, maid servants, ubehema and animals because they're like karkos. Shlokishamar losov davar avodim yisrael, and it's also not just Jewish slaves. A few avodim nochru, even non-Jewish slaves. In other words, you can buy goyim marketplace to buy non-Jewish slaves. Shemakarvan tachas kanfei yeshchina. You bring them thus under the wings or the garments of the shchina, but it's their advantage. Says Maravatani, I don't understand. Then we learn lokach misham. Is that clear? Is it Okay. Tisoreit. Yeah, it does. If you take garments from the reed, they got to be burnt. Behema, if you take animals, take care, they have to be uprooted, which is tantamount to killing them. Most, if you take money, yolichem la yama melech. You have to take the money and deposit it in the Dead Sea. Nichoksus tisareif. I understand that you burn the garments. Why? Because... because you shouldn't have bought it in the reed, obviously. I'm going to have to. Most you'll leave him the Yam HaMelech. The might take the Yam HaMelech, and that's also because, you know, whatever you did was greedy, whatever. But what about the animal? It says, Teokir, it should be uprooted, which had them out to killing it. Well, didn't we learn in the previous price or the previous the statement that said, "Holchi read, we go to read, v'lochi mehema, but in shvachos ubehema, you can buy from them animals." Yeah, so they're going to have to pay the meches. See, I didn't really make that clear before. The three reasons the Mara Pani gives to potentially aser buying it at the reed, at the market. One is because of the issue of Rashi learned that this whole sugya say Yom Eidam. It's on the day of the holiday. But it's not much that way in the sugya at all, because we haven't mentioned holidays, right? Just mentions the marketplace. The Rif and the Rambam hold that it's like a public policy thing. You can't enter a place of Avodah Zorah because it arouses suspicions about you about the Avodah Zorah. But Rabbi Vatam says, and this is from Batashim Yerushalmi, that's the issue of the meches. In other words, you're aiding and abetting the Avodah Zorah by paying the sales tax which goes to the Avodah Zorah, right? So the question is, in what case do we let you get away without aiding and abetting the sales tax? By the way, the Bavli, the Yerushalmi doesn't introduce it explicitly, but the Bavli introduces another potential factor, which is the Me'akum. In other words, that this maybe was used or it was bought with money or sold with money, which was for money, which was used for Avodah Zorah purposes. So then already, that would be more in terms of an issue of mitzvah bar b'aveira, right? In other words, well, it's not mitzvah bar b'aveira because you're not going to do a mitzvah with this. You're just going to use it for optional activity. But the bottom line is that since it came as a result of some sort of b'aveira, so therefore it's forbidden, right? But again, as I said, the Ushami sees the take this issue of Beit HaTam, that the issue is one of the meches. So it says, how can you take a behemoth? But one place it says you can buy behemoths at the reed. One place it says you can't buy behemoths at the reed. So it says the Gemara. Tipater, which is in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 line down. Tipater Yisrael should be Mei Yisrael. You know when a fine is imposed? When Yisrael sells a slave to another Yisrael at a fair. Why do we impose a fine? Because they're jerks. How should they have transacted the sale? Outside the fair. At the fair, they have to pay an additional tax to the Avodah Zorah. They're a bunch of idiots. So therefore we find them that in that case, if one Yisrael is selling to another Yisrael and they do it at a fair, behemoth tiyakir, you have to uproot the animal. Why is that? Because of a fine on them. It's only when a Jew is going through the marketplace and buying animals from a Goyisha butcher, then in that case that we actually say that it's good for him to take it, and he's doing Milo because he's bringing it up he's bringing it up in Kedusha by a Jew owning it. The Gilin Ephraim says the machlokas between the Bavli and Yerushalmi, actually why when you buy an animal that's okay, even though you can't buy anything else. And he says the Bavli doesn't learn it's because you give an additional kedusha. I forget what the Bavli learns. But the Yerushalmi holds that also by an animal there is additional Kedusha. Yeah, the Yerushalmi learns that by buying an animal, you got to keep the animal, because the animal, you diminish the guy by buying an animal. You diminish his fortune. You wouldn't cause him advantage, you cause him disadvantage. So therefore, he's not going to go and thank his God for having caused him advantage. But the Yerushalmi holds it could be causing him advantage, but he'll let you buy the animal anyway, because you're being machted to kantas kanfei shchina. Now, of course, not like an eved where he's actually going to keep mitzvos, but you know, we know an animal owned by a Jew, it does keep Shabbos. So that means it has a higher level of mitzvos, higher level of spirituality, so therefore it's an advantage. Okay? But that's only where you're buying from a goy. If you're buying from a Jew, he fined you for having taken the transaction to the marketplace where there was avodah zarah surcharge involved. Okay? Says my Yisrael, Shoelech Yerid, a Yisrael who goes to Yerid, to a marketplace, Lochim Menem, Neshukumatzel Miyodan. You can buy from him on his way to the Yerid, because you're saving him from bringing stuff to the fair and transgressing the Mechas issue, right? Ubechazir also, but on his way back, you can't buy anything for him. Shenid Mamachas Avodazor, because at that point already, there's Avodazor money involved in his merchandise because he used he traded in the Yerid city, so that's not a good thing. Okay? Says the Gemara, Ubenochrim, by Goyim, however, Bein Holchin, Bein Boyim Mutter, whether on the way there or the way back, it's permissible. And it's an interesting thing because by Goyim, they cancel their Avodah Zorah. You know, Jews can cancel Avodah Zorah, but Goyim can cancel Avodah Zorah. So the fact that they traded for Avodah Zorah, paid a mechus to Avodah Zorah, doesn't impact upon their objects, and a Jew can still buy it from them. But if a Jew somehow had an Avodah Zorah impact on his object, for example, by paying mechus to the Avodah Zorah, or in order to buy or sell it, then in that case it impacts upon the object, and the object cannot be used for general consumption. Okay? So says the Gemara, Rabbi Ba, Braid Rabbi Chia Bar Ba, B'Shem Yehud said, Imaya Pundak Mutar. If it's in a motel, then you're allowed to do business outside the city, outside the Rid. Says more Rabbi Zira, boy, Rabbi Zira asked, Be you read Osir Upundak Mutar? If in the marketplace it's Osir, in the motel, why is it Mutar? Says more Dima Pragmatio Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Now the Ridbaz has a long shot here, but the shot is so just changes pragmatia to pragmutmatia, pragmatuta. And he says, talking about why you have to do business in inns, which are outside the immediate area of the arid, of the fair, because generally speaking, the people who come to take up lodging in the motel come from elsewhere, so therefore they haven't necessarily been at the Yerid yet, or they're not affiliated with the Yerid, and therefore there's no mechus involved, and that's why it's okay. And Asar Ibabre Rabbi Chia Barba, said Imhoya Pundak Mutar Bre Pragmatia. If the motel outside the city, then you can again approach the Pragmatuta, the guy in charge, and try and strike a deal. Amrei Yechon. Now here comes a very weird Gemara. Amrei Yechon said, Rabbi Avo b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Avo said the name Rabbi Yochanan. Hechlif behema b'avodah zarah asura. If now we're assuming it's going on the goy. If the goy switched an animal for avodah zarah, it's osur. Says more. What are you talking about? Rechista by Rechista asked. Ilu ishtachavel law. If you bow down to a live animal, osur doesn't make it avodah osur, and because Bali Chaim don't become us because of Avodah Zorah while they're still alive. So if Nesha Hichlif Behema Avodah Zorah Asra, just because then you exchange an animal for Avodah Zorah, it's Asr. And I mean, exchange the animal should be not as severe as worshipping it. And by worshipping it, don't Asr. So by exchanging it, shouldn't Asr it either. So it says the one if you exchange, or the goy exchange of animal for Avodah Zorah. Says more an interesting answer which nobody really understands. I'll tell you what the Ritva says. Dilma bepragmatish nichlaso kodim li read it tamarta. Maybe we talk about merchandise which came in before the Yerid. Now, what does it mean, merchandise came before the Yerid? It means, according to the Ritbaz, that the earliest sign that the Yerid has begun is when people are switching objects for animals. And it's not that there's any inherent iser in this animal switch for an object of Avodah Zarah, buying one goy to another goy. No, it's okay, you could buy it theoretically. The problem is that that denotes the official beginning of the Yerid. And we said once the Yerid begins, you can't participate because you might come to pay the tax to the Avodah Zarah. So therefore, when does that begin? It begins when people have brought in their wares beforehand, before the Yerid, and they're doing barters with the work there. Okay? Says the Mara Tapu Hey Mudal, Pastor Bazira, Bob Sharmiel, and said, Hechli Beim Avodah Zarah Asura, Take, that which it says that if you switch an animal for Avodah Zarah, it's forbidden. But pragmatish nuchasa kodim liyurid is some artist. Talk about that. That's the merchandise which brings before the yurid, and that's a formal halachic beginning of the yurid. Amrei Rav Rav said, interesting halacha. Also, lasos chavil liyurid. Jews can't travel together at the yurid. They can't travel in bunches. So there's a little bit of an issue what exactly the reason is. But the Ritbaz brings up from the Rishonim, Ramban, that if the Jews congregate together, people notice that, so it's a chil Hashem, because people say, the Jews are coming en masse to our holiday. It must be they're giving honor to our holiday like we do, and therefore they're going to come to praise their God for giving honor, for the Jews giving honor to their holiday. So it says the Gemara, the Tani came, we also in a Braisa, lo yishal bimkom, a similar idea, that if a out of Jew, you shouldn't inquire as to the health of a goy, right? Because that makes a chul Hashem. People got to think they respect their religion, right? B'makom shumischashev, a place where the guy takes honor by you inquiring after his health, you can't ask after his health. Mitzo lefi darko, if you found him, you interrupted him in the middle of the street. Shlomo, you're allowed to acquire his health, but the Kavod Rosh was seriousness, not lightheartedness. Rabbi Chir Bava Shalach Mizbun Le Sandal Mi Rida Ditzor. Rabbi Chir Bava sent that they should buy him a sandal from the fair in Tzor, in Tyre. Only Rabbi Yaakov Barach said, Vaad Mi Loch Yerid. You buy stuff from the Yerid? What about the sales tax? So he retorted, you never bought a roll of bread at the Yerid, even though it's Pasachim, right? But Pasachim sometimes mutter. Armelay said, no, Shanihi, that's different. The Marab Yochanan said, law is true. When the rabbis asked for doing business at the Yerid, they only asked for Eladovar Shuchaye Nefesh. They only asked for something which is, which actually is not Chaye Nefesh, I guess. Something which you don't need for your pre-existence. But something which you need for existence, bread, they never ask you to buy even at Yerid. In other words, this whole issue is the Rabbanah. So the Hey Mama, they said that if you're buying something which is a staple for yourself, then you don't transgress the issue. Okay? Says the Gemara, the issue of doing business at Yerid, this is the Rabbanah. So it says, but again, it should be, they will only mock their stuff, which is chai nevesh, everything else is also. Rabbi Shimon Yochanan Sholach Shol, Shimon Yochanan sent the message, Shol Rabbi Shimon Yotzadak, and ask Rabbi Shimon Yotzadak, at Bani Clay, I hate you, read it, it's our mouth, can you check what's going on in the fair in Tyre? They said, I could check. So you have time to leech on people in the Skandar, the Skandar. So he gave him two measures of peppers to use as a bribe for the mayor of the city. All of Ashkuch received her money, went to the Yerid and found the following legend, I guess it's like a plaque. Ana Diclitianus Malko, I King Diclitenius, or something like that. Shachnis, Diocletian. Shachnis Ahen Yerida the Tsar, I devoted. Now there's a whole long discussion here on the bottom of all in the Mareches Aruch. You see, it's very long Mareches Aruch, all about all the Greek gods. So I devoted this Yerid of Tyre, this fair, the gadye to the mazel of Hercules. Okay? And the Ma'arech Zoroch here discusses actually who Hercules was. He was actually immortal, and then they made him into a god. Whole thing. So he devoted this to Hercules. And he springs here in the bottom.
Hercules, not Heracles?
What? I think it's... I might be the same person. But Heracles, I think, was mortal. Wasn't a god.
Hercules was half and half.
Hercules was half and half?
One side... Uh-huh.
Okay, because it says that he was, it says about Hercules, I believe. And he says the Phoenicians also worshipped him. And Phoenicians, he says, it was all on the bottom. Says Phoenicians worshipped him because they were merchants. And Hercules was the god of the merchants. Okay, or maybe it's Heracles, I don't know. Maybe by us, Nafgimina, right? Heracles, whoever it was, he became the god of the merchants, right? Of the merchants and the merchant people, right? So it says, so he said, and the name of the city was Gadi or Gadis. So it says here, I took this, you read it to Tzor, the name of the city, I guess, where Hercules' affiliate was Gadis, whatever that was. So you may devoted this you read of Tzor to Gadis to Hercules, Achi. Now it says here, my brother. It's not clear exactly what it means. My brother, you know what? It seems that he was the brother of all the people who went down to sea and traded. So in any event, and Tam Nayayami, it's for 8 days. The read is 8 days. So he said, from this we deduce from this plaque that the Yerid was Yerid of Avodah Zarah, because the plaque says it's devoted to this Heracles or Hercules, and that's why it's Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Yitzchak ben Nachman shol Rabbi Chanina. He asked Rabbi Chanina, you read Azamah, what about the fair in Gaza? I don't know anybody who goes to fair in Gaza nowadays, but you know, back then it was more peaceful. So, normally he says, Halachta l'tzor miyamecha, did you ever go to Tyre? Rabbi Yitzchak saw v'nachi b'shem shufim b'kdera, did you see a Jew and a goy who are partners in pots? They have two separate pots on the fire, but they're doing the cooking at the same time. And we don't suspect that maybe the goy mixed the Jews kedera and it's bishulakum. The kasha, the question is like this: Who shall lay da? He asked him about the Yerid in Aza. Well, maybe he'll have done the other guy. The Rebbe Chinah's response of night do with the Yerid. El begin. So why didn't he respond to him in kind? Begin the leis Rebbe Chinah amra milav lo shom miyomei. He never said anything which he didn't hear from his Rebbe his entire life. That's why he asks one thing and the other guy answers and Rabbi Chinah answers him another thing. Now it's interesting because in the Bavli, the Pnei Marapani brings this down. It doesn't really, what he says I don't really like, but the Bavli regards this as being a legitimate answer, that he gave him a legitimate answer on his question, that this was an answer. And it says there, well, it means that the Isra of Yerid is the Rabbanan, and the human Choshesh is the Rabbanan Bishulakum, or it could be Nisa Doraisa, maybe he's going to put in the veil, and we see Nisa Choshesh Nisa Doraisa, that here he should give him something which is Takat the Meyakum, which was money of Avodah Zarah, but the Yerushalmi holds he didn't answer the question. So it's interesting, the Bavli holds it was an answer, the Yerushalmi holds it's not an answer. Okay? As Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Bun, or as Rabbi Bun said in Abba Barachana, Seb Shem Yochan, Lo Asur Kagon Yerida Shabutna. Guess Butna was the Yerida, which was really Avodah Zarah. The Tani came and learned, Shlosh, the Tani, we learned indeed that Shlosh Yerida, there are three Yerids. Yerida Asa, Yerida Akko, Yerida Shabutna. Bechuma Shabkun, the most clear one to Asur is Yerida Butna. Okay? Now, we said in the Mishnah, you can't go to on a road if it goes to a city where there's Avodah Zarah because of Mara sign. Ma'alech l'shom, can you go that way if you are going, if you're just a wayfarer, right? So it's Moraya Achsanoi Osir. If you're just a wayfarer, you can't go on that road because people think you're going to Avodah Zarah. If you're Ben Ear, however, if you live in that city, so people will know you're not going there to worship, but you're going there in order to, because that's where you live. Mutter, so you can travel on that road. Shayora Mutter. And a caravan can go wherever it wants. Nobody thinks the caravan's going specifically to Avodah Zarah place. people know that they're going wherever, whatever best route they can take. Now, also we said in the Mishnah that when the city is adorned, the city which is adorned for the purpose of a Zorah, when it's adorned, the stores which are adorned are forbidden, the stores which are not adorned are permitted. By Memutar, how they adorn the stores? Rabbi Yochanan Amar Ba'adas, says with myrtle, Rabbi Shimon Lo Lishmar B'Shar Kumim, any type of a leaf. Now, actually, it's interesting that the Bavli names are reversed. From the Ram Paschal to Chumra, like what the Shita attributed to Reish Lakish here, that any type, but that's because of the Bavli, it's reversed, and the Paschal's like Rabbi Yochanan. So, Al-Dait Rabbi Yochanan, could Rabbi Yochanan call also any type of adornment is forbidden. Al-Dait Reish Lakish, Eno also Elatay Sefes, only everything is also, right? I'm so sorry. Because if you use Hadassim, it shows that you want the good fragrance, and every Hadassi put up there is forbidden. Koresh Lovish, however, only the additional amount which is not normally there, because usually they adorn. Just they put more on when it comes to their Yotiv. So it's only Osir El Tosefes, the ones who added on for the Yotiv. Hey, Chavid, well, what's the story? Hoyolomi Lohotzi Chamisha Kupos. If normally he puts out five buckets of adornment, you know, he has lots of fresh flowers in his door. Voti Eser, and now we put out 10. Inutayim Rishum Itur, but it's not Hadassim. If you're going to say the issue is the additional amount, so the additional adornment, and it's not just the Hadassim and anything, so then the additional amount is also here, because that's the Rish Lakish. Inutayim, if you're going to say Awer Mishum Praxis, that the issue is the fragrance, and specifically Hadass, right, because Hadass has a special fragrance. So then that's also, but everything else is mutter, meaning that in that case, if you're going to say that specifically Hadass is also, so then even if this merchant put out loads and loads of other types of adornment, it's still not also, because it's only Hadass. So according to Rabbi Reish Lakish, the issue is any type of adornment, and therefore if he added additional adornment to his regular adornment, that shows that that's also, you can't do business in that store. According to Rabbi Yochanan, the issue is dafka dasi, because they have a special fragrance. And therefore a store which has adornment above and beyond its regular amount, it doesn't matter, the whole thing is mutter, unless it's actually hadasim, which he puts on. Okay, we'll stop here for this.